producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, welcome to the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of customer experience. From great service to predictive analytics, we'll talk about it all. We're Reese and Reese, your hosts, Robert Reese and Albert Reese. And remember, if you ever miss a show, just go to www.customerexperienceshow.com. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. And we also have my co-host, Albert Reese. And we are going to talk a lot about customer experience. But the first thing I want to ask you is, enterprise growth is a very different type group than most organizations have. Talk about what it is.
Sure. Enterprise Growth was founded by our CEO about 5 years ago with the mission to fulfill on the promise that we become the company that disrupts itself. American Express has had a 165-year history of reinvention. That if you were a linear thinker, American Express starting in the freight forwarding business to becoming a commerce company and payments-related company probably wouldn't be obvious how you get from point A to point B. And we've done that over time through a cycle of continuous reinvention. So going from freight forwarding to traveler's checks to charge and credit to the mass affluent, and now with enterprise growth, focusing a bit more on the mass market. So what enterprise growth represents are two things. One, a series of products that are designed for new markets and new customers within American Express. But at the same time, it's almost a challenge to the company itself that this is a period of reinvention, of extension of our products and our markets, but also our brand and our promise. And so we exist to not only, again, incubate and develop new things, but also to help bring the company forward.
And so in a 165-year-old company, how do you really create a culture of innovation?
Well, it starts at the top. And again, you have to be willing to disrupt yourself. So when Ken says, we want to be the company that will disrupt ourselves, he takes that very, very seriously. We have innovation forums at the company where we look to our employees to actually bring forward ideas to us. We have incubation and lab types programs that you'll find within enterprise growth, for example. And there is a real focus on where is the puck going? What are the next opportunities? It's not about where we are today, but it's where we expect the market to be in 5 years, in 10 years, where we expect our customer expectations to change and how we can fulfill them now. And so, again, it's really about a message of innovation and a story of being willing to disrupt ourselves that starts all the way from the top and moves all the way through the entire pyramid of the organization.
So, Neil, you're using agile development pretty aggressively within enterprise growth. Talk to us about agile development and how it's helping enterprise growth operate more efficiently and effectively.
Sure. When I got here a few years ago, we used what was called waterfall development. And it's a fairly classic process. It has been used for a lot of years, really started in the construction industries, especially in things like building submarines. In those processes, the cost of getting something wrong is very, very high. You got to get the hull right. You got to get the engine in first, and all the parts need to line up for myriad suppliers, myriad subcontractors. However, what we do is a little different. We work on consumer products that at the end of the day are ultimately powered by technology, whether it's the technology that our network runs on or the technology that a consumer might use online, paying their bills or using an application. And so the ability to change your product very, very rapidly is there. The same thing wasn't true of building a skyscraper or building a submarine. And so what we've done is we've evolved our way of working to what we call agile. And so agile is a contrast to waterfall. But what we found at American Express is that it goes beyond just the software delivery, beyond just the bits and bytes that compose the products that we use. And we actually manage our entire business that way. And so our product managers are agile. Our developers, our technologists are agile. But our business folks are agile as well. And we found that that's a way that not only can we be as responsive as possible to our customer needs, very short development cycles, but what's interesting is it allows us to test and learn very, very quickly. So it allows us to, for example, put a potential product out there in 2 weeks and 2 weeks later start having feedback on whether or not we think it's the right direction to go. And so very, very quickly make decisions through a test and learn philosophy.
Going down a slightly different path here, the term financial inclusion, is that yours?
Well, financial inclusion is a very broad term. What it means is that we really want to take a look at our society in the United States and look at and ensure that folks are that they aren't being disenfranchised, that they have the same opportunities, that there's essentially a level playing field from a financial perspective. The reason, though, that it's important to what we do is that American Express has traditionally been known as an affluent brand, as an exclusive brand. But one of the things we're doing in enterprise growth is that we're actually taking a more broader perspective. We're focused on becoming, instead of an exclusive brand, an inclusive brand. Instead of being exclusively mass affluent, we're also taking a look at sort of the mass market. And so for us, financial inclusion means bringing everybody along, not only to their own end, but bringing them all along within American Express. And so the way that's materialized in enterprise growth is a real extension of our portfolio. So while we'll still have our signature card lines, things like the Platinum card and the Centurion card, you'll also find now that you can go into a Walmart and get a prepaid American Express reloadable card right off the rack. And that's a very different product and one that greatly extends not only our value promise, but our brand in a pretty significant way.
So following that a little bit, you're charged with innovation and driving innovation for American Express. Financial inclusion probably includes people you don't do business with today. How do you connect with that community of potential customers and understand what their needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things. The first thing is to actually be where they are. And in order to be where the customers are, we have actually created, for example, the largest free cash reload network in the U.S. A lot of these places are pharmacies and drug stores and typical retailers. As I mentioned before, we're available in Walmart. We're available in CVS. But we're also available online. So we are where our customers are. We're where those customers are shopping, where they're carrying out their daily activities. And so that was the first thing, was placement. The second thing, though, is the ability to listen to them. We wanted to get the feedback from those customers. And so for our products like Serve and Bluebird, all of them are actually activated online. They're email verified, and they're essentially paperless products. And what that means is we have a digital relationship with those customers. And as they use our applications, as they use our web experiences and so on, we have opportunities to essentially hear what they're saying, both by what they tell us directly when they give us feedback in forums or when they call in or when they speak to us in their own voice, or when they tell us implicitly through their behaviors. We see features that they like and features that they don't. We see features that resonate and we see features that don't. And by listening to that implicit signal that you get in a digital environment, we can rapidly change our own products to respond to what the customers are telling us, either directly or through their behaviors.
And then thinking about your current customer base, I'm assuming you're able to get information and use that information to drive innovation within the existing customer base, too.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found is that the lessons that we're learning here are actually exportable to the entire business. Conversely, American Express has had a long history and a strong reputation for service. And we knew that we needed to maintain that service incentive and that reputation as we built these new products. But in delivering that service and delivering new products, we learned a lot about what it meant for folks to live their financial lives on a product, and it gave us some information. It told us a bit about our features. And so while Bluebird and Serve were initially digital-only products, what we've also seen recently is a relaunch, for example, of the American Express core application. And a lot of the things that we learned are now available there. And so we find that both groups are benefiting, both the existing customer base and the new customer base, and they're benefiting from what we've learned from each.
About 30 seconds to break. When you're innovating, what is it that American Express would never capitulate on?
Well, there are a couple of things. First is essentially our brand promise, that as American Express, we think about our promise to our customer to deliver value and to deliver service as inviolate, that we're not going to do it on the cheap, and that ultimately any product that we deliver to market has to deliver value to our customer and has to fulfill on that promise of service.
Okay, we're about to take a break, and we're with Neil Sample, who is the president of Enterprise Growth for American Express. When we come back, Neil is a brilliant guy in terms of technology in the future, and that's what we're going to talk about. Back in a few.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
radio commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. So let's talk about the direction that the world is going in. How would you say the digital world will change over the next 5 years? And 5 years is a big window.
That is a long time in the digital space. The thing I would say has changed the most recently and will continue to evolve very, very quickly is the notion of real time and essentially always on. So it used to be, if you rolled back the clock to the 1980s, even the 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, as American Express, we might only see our customers when they were actually at the point of sale. When they moved to a terminal, they were making a purchase. And then in a very analog way, we would mail them a bill. We would mail them a statement that was on paper. And they'd probably write a check and mail it back to us. And so we really weren't part of their commerce journey. We weren't available all of the time. And there wasn't really a two-way street for communication. But the thing that I see changing for us and for the rest of the industry is essentially this ubiquity, the availability of things everywhere, essentially being always on, and then the ability to get real-time feedback. So one of the things that we've done, it's an example of this, is the notion of the fraud alert. It used to be that at American Express, there might be a concern that there's, an out-of-pattern purchase. We used to have to then potentially turn off a card or try to make a phone call to a consumer who may or may not be available because they're at their home phone. But one of the things we can do now is we can actually send a text immediately to that consumer, and they can actually reply in real time to say, yes, in fact, this is me. I am making this charge or this purchase. Or they can say, no, it's not. And we can instantly solve for that consumer's potential friction right then. And that's an amazing difference that from a fraud perspective, you couldn't have imagined solving the problem even 10 years ago in a meaningful way. And from a customer convenience perspective, it's actually a real satisfier. It turns out they understand that actually we're watching and we see in real time what's going on, and it's really comforting to know that that type of security, even when you're making the purchase, is there and is in defense of that customer.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America, and I want to ask you, when you talk about smart risk, you had a fascinating background where you you had your PhD from Stanford in computer science, then you even did work with the CIA. Talk about your insights and leadership philosophy on smart risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I think risk taking is important actually in all business. It's the kind of thing that we don't always think about. We always think that, well, we must be taking risk, and we can't be taking too much risk, but it's really hard to know where the right spot is. I think when I encourage my teams to take risk, it's always thoughtful and it's deliberate. But from a philosophical perspective, I encourage larger risk-taking early on. And so from a personal perspective, that can mean when you're younger, be willing to take more risks in your career. If there's less impact if you fail, and there's a potential opportunity at even greater upside. But when you take that same philosophy and you carry it into a product, when you go out with your 1.0 product, you actually have more of an appetite. You can take more chances because you don't have a large installed consumer base that they're actually going to say, oh, this is for me or this isn't for me. You can get some really powerful feedback early. On the other hand, once your product has matured, you've got a large customer base that you've got a relationship with, you've got an obligation to, and they have expectations. And so the risk profile actually changes over time. It narrows. And so I think it narrows over time for products. It narrows over the time for people. And so my philosophy on risk is to take big risks early and then essentially be able to narrow your risk funnel over time.
Taking that back, and we were just talking a moment ago about the fraud alert, you know, those are things you continue to bolt on to some of your more mature types of products and offerings. And actually, I've seen those, and it's much better getting that message than having the card shut off when you're sitting somewhere else in the world.
Yeah.
You guys, American Express knows probably more about me than anyone else in the world. You know my spending habits, you know my patterns, you know where I am at any point in time. And I've noticed, you know, I get alerts. It's almost a little creepy sometimes. You're here. We have a restaurant nearby. You can use points if you want. Are you aware of this? How is enterprise growth harnessing that data and information to drive some of the innovation that you're looking towards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We call it our closed loop advantage. And so for American Express, not only do we know our customers, but we know our merchants very well. And we understand the relationships amongst one another. And what we've been able to do is actually leverage network effects that come from that closed loop advantage. And so the way I think of it is, whenever we add a new product to the portfolio, when Serve and Bluebird came onto the scenes, for example, a couple years ago, they already had the advantages of having that merchant network available, having the acceptance network available. And so even though we might have been seeing a new set of customers, we actually already knew the merchants on the other side. Additionally, when a new merchant comes online, we already know the customers, and we're able to marry those two things together. And so I do think there's a tremendous number of advantages that we have in this closed loop model. We see it in the fraud alerts that you talked about. We know where folks are shopping, and you know, when you shop at a Starbucks in Manhattan, but then we see a flat screen TV charged in Minnesota, we know that there's probably a problem if those happen within a few minutes of one another. That stuff's pretty basic, and we think very, very powerful to what we do. But beyond that, there's customization and there's personalization. There are recommendations that we can make, that we can see that you have a particular type of let's say eating profile, that you like high-end Italian restaurants. And so as a new one emerges in say Manhattan, where we are today, we can make you a recommendation about that. And so I think that closed loop advantage allows us not only to secure our network and to avoid fraud and to make things more safe and secure, but can also make it a little bit of a better place. You might be able to stumble upon something that you otherwise wouldn't find.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about consumers and how you interact with them and learn from them from an innovation perspective. You just mentioned the merchants. I think it's another great thread to pull here. Thinking about merchants, how do they drive innovation within your organization?
And you have 1 minute left.
All right. Yeah, so merchant innovation is pretty remarkable as well. We've learned a lot over the years. We've evolved. American Express used to be very big in the corporate segment and was really more focused on travel and entertainment. But then we evolved into a very general purpose, an everyday spend type product. And a lot of that came from the information that merchants gave to us. They said, look, we want this card actually to be used more broadly, to be more generally. We also find from our merchants that they're telling us what kind of data they want. They're telling us, we'd like to understand this type of shopper. We'd like to understand this type of segment, et cetera. And so we find that the back and forth with our merchants is very, very valuable to them, but also informative to us. It can help us think about new product directions and things like that.
And there we have it. Neil, great having you on the Customer Experience Show. And everyone out there, just remember, the world in the future, it's going to be about always on. So be prepared.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges, and building success.
And we're here today with Tariq Farid. How are you, Tariq?
Doing well. Thank you very much, Ralph.
And Tariq is not just the CEO, but the founder of one of the most beloved brands called Edible Arrangements. It's something, you get those special baskets and everyone is happy. And you're going to hear a fascinating story of how he started this. But why don't you just walk through first of what Edible Arrangements is?
So it's really about fruit. When we started, I was in the floral industry, and we started to play around with putting fruit in the shape of arrangements, in the shape of flower arrangements, and it was just an instant hit. And so we focus on all natural stuff that we know is really good for people, and then, you know, dip it in chocolate for some indulgence, and it's just great pieces. And the whole mission of ours from day one was to wow our customers and to wow the recipients. And we continue to deliver on that mission, that when you receive a gift, you want to call the person who sent it and you want to thank them. So get that call, you know, get something that everybody enjoys.
And the fun part is the indulgence and that it's so fresh. I love those bananas in chocolate.
Double dipped bananas.
Oh, they're double dipped.
Double dipped. Double dipped.
Patrick, how are you?
Doing good.
Wondering how the whole process in your mind started. What made you think about building a business around fruit? Because it's something that I would never have thought of, quite frankly.
I think for me, it's always been building a business. And, you know, I had a flower company, and then I started a computer company. And along the way, there was always the entrepreneurial part. The business idea came first and then the product.
You know?
So it was the part about, hey, I think that would be a great business. And then we started to work on the products and everything. So we had no customers in the beginning for the first 6 or 7 months. All I did was just play around with it and turn it into a business and make as much of the procedures and policies and the things that we needed that would make it successful. And that was probably the best thing we ever did. I did that on the computer company. I did that in the floral industry. That has actually been a good style of business that I've had.
What's the biggest concern with your business from the get-go? Was it spoilage? Was it freshness? What was your biggest concern going into it?
All of the above. I think everything is a big concern. You know, one, no one had done this, so you can't simply go and find out from someone how it's done. One. Second, there were no suppliers. So that was a threat and an opportunity. That was a concern and an opportunity. Since there were no suppliers, we created our own supply chain, and that turned into a major business right now. And so there was no software. We created a software company that does all the software for us. So there's a lot of things that came out of it that were very, very difficult in the beginning and were reasons that we should have quit, because you didn't have the money to be able to bring things to life. You didn't have anybody that we wanted to get behind you. Suppliers didn't want to. They wanted us to put the money down and risk everything and, you know, pay for the supplies if they're not sold, and we weren't sure they were going to sell. So I would say everything was a challenge, but I love challenges. I think challenges are fun, and when it's not a challenge, you know, your mind isn't thinking at the level where, you know, when it's easy. So I think those challenges I enjoy, and I really like rolling up my sleeves.
How did you decide, or when did you decide you needed to be your own supplier? Because that, to me, is controlling your own destiny, I would assume.
Right.
So did that come up front, or did you start this?
I love, you know, right when I started Edible, a little while later, Apple was coming out with the iPod. And I started to read a lot about what they were thinking, and they wanted to kind of change the music industry. And so they were creating an ecosystem. And I love that part of trying to create an ecosystem. I didn't know anything about becoming a supplier. So, of course, first we went and tried to get suppliers, but the type of commitments they wanted, we could not give.
Right.
So with that, we started a tiny little supply company. It was probably this, you know, a 20 by 20 room. We started stocking things in it to send to the franchisees. One of us would go there once a week and, you know, and ship the product. And now it's about a $60 million company.
Wow.
And I would take trips to China to go source the product because we couldn't source it here. And I learned on how to deal with China and how to deal with suppliers. So it's something that was exciting. It was something, you know, there was a risk involved in it. But we became a supplier because no one wanted to kind of take the risk with us, and they didn't want to become a vendor and do some of the things that are required in the beginning. So we did, and it's the best thing I ever did, and I'm glad I did it.
Now, you have over 1,100 stores through your franchises, correct?
Close to 1,200, yes.
Close to 1,200. Being open with your franchises, what are they normally ask you, whether the questions that are coming at you on a consistent basis or daily basis, is there challenges that they see that you need to continue to deal with daily, weekly, and monthly?
Definitely. I mean, at different stages of an entrepreneur, our franchisees are, you know, these are small entrepreneurs. So we manage 700 plus entrepreneurs who have in return opened up our 1,200 stores. And each one is at a different stage in their life,
right.
Kind of their business life. So the challenges are different. So making yourself available is probably the most critical thing. So each franchisee has my cell phone, and I usually tell them that a 5-minute conversation is better than a 2-page email. So just pick up the phone, call me. It takes a minute, and it goes a long way. You could hear the tone, you can hear the concern, you can kind of share the story of when you went through something similar, because we've gone through, you know. There's nothing new that happens in business. Somebody's gone through what you've gone through. The nice thing in franchising is you can share with them, oh, yeah, in 2005, in June, we had that same problem, and this is how we handled it. And here's the mistake we made. Avoid it. So, and that really improves the relationship, and that's what the franchisees are looking for. And that's one. And the second would be is some of the challenges that are beyond their control. A lot of the franchisees want to know where you're going, where is the brand going, because they invest in the future, not necessarily in the past. So you have to spend a lot of time planning out the future, communicating the future, marketing to the franchisees, you know, telling them, because these are entrepreneurs that want to be excited and inspired, and then they will invest, they'll double down on
right.
your brand, and as they double down, that makes your brand grow faster.
We have a couple of 100,000 listeners who are actually entrepreneurs, so I'm guessing there are times when you're actually looking for new franchisees.
Mm-hmm.
What are the elements that comprise someone who will be an effective and successful franchisee at Edible Arrangements? And then, if you could also walk through, what do you see as red flags? You say, this person is not going to be so good.
I have always followed what I shared with you, Robert, once that the process, well, my mother taught me a long time ago. I've never done business because of money. I mean, in the beginning when I started my business, I was 17 years old, and I would always come home and always be disturbed. Wow, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the bills, and I have to paint the store, and I have to get a new van. The car broke down. And she would always say, honey, you know, don't chase money. It runs really, really fast. Go do the right thing, and it'll follow you. So my struggle with people, entrepreneurs who are looking to do the business, is that they have to have the passion for the business. They have to kind of love it. They have to see, not sit there and the first thing out of their mouth.
They have to love your business or business itself?
I think business itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they have to love what they're about to do. So it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever I've always done, I've loved and I've been successful. And it's because, for me, I hate to use this, failure, it's not that you never even thought about failure. You got into it. You were smart when you got into it. You really thought about it. But once you got into it, then you're all in. And I think there's a test test of time that happens. There's a persistence that you have to kind of prove yourself out for it to be successful. You have to let it grow on you, the business to grow on you. And if you don't like it, you're never going to succeed. And the other part is that if everything is about money, you know, oh, people are ringing in too many coupons. Oh, the customers are too demanding. I mean, that negative part. So if you have a tendency of that, you're not going to be successful. It's just another job you're buying that you're going to be miserable in. But you're buying this job. Other jobs you get for free. This one you pay somebody and you open a store and it's going to be even worse. So what we look for is that passion and that energy and looking for a person who wants to make people happy, who wants to turn around and make that customer and wow the customer, and in return they'll tell 10 others.
You've about a minute before break. Is there any one question that you would ask someone, or how do you to find out whether they have the requisite passion?
Well, I ask them about a brand they love, or ask them about when was the last time you experienced edible arrangements? How did you feel about it? You know, so, you know, and do they see that? Do they see the opportunity? You know, because we're going to teach them everything on how to do stuff. We're going to teach them how to make the arrangements. We're going to teach them even accounting. We're going to teach them marketing. We're going to teach all that stuff. But you have to have that where the person wants to absorb it. And the person wants to learn, not somebody who just can't wait to open the doors and thinks automatically they'll be successful. It's hard work. It doesn't matter where you open. It's hard work. You're gonna have to make yourself successful. Somebody can give you a great product, but then you're the one locally who's making it into number one. And we have franchisees that make a lot of money, and at the same time, franchisees that do okay.
This is Robert Grease and Ralph Anderson. We're with the founder and CEO of Edible Arrangements, and we're going to be back in a minute, and then we're going to find out, we're hearing about franchises now, but we're going to find out what it really took at 17 years old to get this started, back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show, and we're here with Tariq Fareed, who is the founder and CEO of Edible Arrangements, almost 1,200 stores, and it all started, you know, You were 17 years old. Talk about that.
So I started a flower shop at 17. In 1986, my father sees an ad in the paper and says, there's a flower shop for sale for $5,000. Let's buy a flower shop. I used to work at a flower shop. And I used to deliver papers, and I started working at a flower shop.
And your dad, in his own right, was an American dream story, too.
That's right. So, you know, my dad worked as a machinist and held a couple of jobs and wanted said, hey, you worked at a flower shop? We should, you know, at that time you never said no because, you know, the family, it was rough days. So you said, no problem, let's do it. So that's how kind of the journey in business started. And I knew nothing. The first batch of flowers I got, I froze because I didn't know what temperature to set in the cooler. So I thought cooler the better. But it was a freezer, so it froze all the flowers. And that was the first $300, $400 I spent on the flowers. I went back to the wholesaler kind of with my head down, embarrassed. And he says, what happened? I said, I froze them. He goes, I started laughing. I didn't have any money because everything was cash when I started my business. And I had just paid him $300 out of my money. I said, hey, I need to get just a few. And this is, you know, I'm the results of some amazing kindnesses. He turned around, he laughed, and I said, I don't have any money. I'll just take a little bit of the stuff. And he had just spent an hour coaching me on what I should buy and what I'll sell. And he goes, no, take all the same stuff and pay me when you can. And if he didn't do that, I probably would have, that would have been the end of the flower business because it was 380 some odd dollars that I paid him to buy that, and from that you make the $1,000. But he turned around and said, no, don't worry about it, kid. I think you're going to be good.
One act of kindness. Look how many people it's helped.
And Mr. Parati.
And it's only one that only needs one chance of it.
That's it.
Looks like you took a bite at the apple and moved on.
That's it.
I always like to ask this question. What keeps you up at night? What really one or two main things keep you up at night?
The inability to properly execute something that we know is a great opportunity. You know, as we grow bigger, I envy these enormous companies. I don't know how they do it. I see kind of the challenges that as you get bigger, you don't need to be as aggressive anymore. I mean, you're making a lot of money. You're making more money than you ever dreamed of. You don't have to go to work anymore. But we have the trust of 1,200 franchisees who have invested money. So you want to make sure the brand is growing. You want to work on things that will double the business. You want to do a lot of things that they have put that trust in you that you're going to continue doing that. So what keeps me up is probably that we start to have I used to call it a 1,000-store syndrome, that you get to 1,000 stores, you're doing so well, you're making so much money, you're doing $400 million that you don't have anything to prove anywhere. And then that's when the decline starts to happen, to make sure the pitch is always up and to work aggressively towards that and make sure that that part that made us successful up to now is not lost.
You know, it's interesting because in today's world, as you hear every day, there's always someone that's disrupting the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself a disruptor or someone that can come in and disrupt your business?
I think 1999 or 2002, 2003, when Edible Range was really started to take off, we were the disruptor within the industry. We want to continue disrupting. I think disrupting is innovation, and it's thinking way outside the box. I mean, I always tell my team, you know, you have to have an out-of-body experience every single day. You know, step away from these meetings, step away from the product, and look in. We just launched Edible To Go. We have tons of fruit in the back of our stores. Now we're bringing it all in the front because people want to enjoy consumables. They want to enjoy dipped fruit. They want to enjoy a smoothie. But we can make it with real fruit. It's not frozen. It's not processed. We will cut the fruit and we'll process it because we're cutting tons of it in the back of our store. In order to do that, it required people to kind of step back and say, hey, what else can we do? But keep it all natural. No sugar, none of those things. So, and it's been a great hit. It's been received really well. So now we're converting all our 1,200 stores to have Edible To Go into them. And it's an amazing opportunity.
Would you consider anything else other than fruit in your business? I know you have the smoothies. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying. But even the smoothies are through the fruit and that whole process. But would you consider anything else in your stores at this point? Have you thought about it?
As long as it fits within the criteria of we feel good serving it to you and the customer feels good enjoying it, yes. You know, I think, when you go into a mall and you go into areas, there isn't too much fruit. There is, I mean, fruit isn't sold the way other things are sold. So we like to be that entity that starts to put things in where we're actually serving you real fruit. We're cutting the fruit, and it could be on a skewer that you're just enjoying a skewer of pineapple. It could be a smoothie. It could be a dipped fruit. It could be an arrangement that you give as a gift. So staying true to that, but there are complementary things we may do in chocolate and other things. But I think staying true to that mission of delivering something good.
So how about the B2B side of business? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking hospitals, you know, it's such a natural place where people need joy. Mm-hmm. And also you this uniqueness that everything is good for the inside of the body and healthy. Mm-hmm.
Are you? How is that working out in terms of B2B?
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, we launched a business gifting, or what we would call business concierge, because there's a great opportunity. We just had a company now send 400 arrangements to every employee in the company as a celebration for them winning an award. Now everybody gets to get treated on that, but the best part is if it goes to their house, the whole family enjoys it.
Right.
So it's a product that everybody
That's
gets
great.
To enjoy.
That is
so it's something it's the best gift to send to a department. You know, if you win a contract or do something, you send to a department, everyone's going to dig in and get a little piece of it. So from that point, it's a great opportunity on the B2B, and we're going to be doubling down, and you'll see some great things happening. And we've just launched Business Concierge, and we'll be launching a business website and going after the business aggressively.
Okay, you only have 2 minutes left, and I have two questions, so we'll be fast on them. Number one, you learned from Leo, and you had once told me this great quote he had on the stores, and that really inspired you to grow. I think all entrepreneurs need to know this.
When I was 17, Leo, who was a wholesaler, I used to buy from him, and he was selling his shops. He was retiring. He said, "Kid, I really like you, and buy my shops." You know, and he was selling two of them, and I looked at it and I said, "Leo, I'll buy one." He goes, "Why would you buy one?" And I said, "Well, because there's only one of me." And he goes, "Get out of my shop. Go, get out. You know, come back. You know, you're a jockey right now. Come back when you're the horse owner." And he goes, "Well, horse owner sits in the bleachers and he enjoys all his horses. He can have multiple horses running. A jockey can only ride one. And it was the best lesson I ever learned. And from then on, there was never a no on something. And, you know, I'll figure it out.
That's exciting. 30 seconds left. The future for edible arrangements.
Just spreading more of what's good in life to everyone around the world. China is a great opportunity for us. U.S. is a great growth. U.S. is probably the biggest market. I've spent a year and a half building an amazing team, and now we're in the process of just growing the brand.
Well, great having you on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show.
Thank you very much.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.